Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Channel 2 Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Women in Business radio show with Sian Murphy, connecting women in business around the globe.
Hello, welcome into the Women in Business radio show studio. This is the second half of our show. We've extended our show, so I am just getting used to having that second hour. I can't see straight. I can't see straight. I've got the wrong glasses on to be looking at this, to be looking at the screen. But if I don't have these glasses on, I can't see the guests. So, and I like to see them. You know, it's what's the point of having them in the studio if I can't actually see them? So, welcome to the show. I'm Sian Murphy. I'm the host of the Women in Business radio show. My co-host is Adele Martin. Say hello.
Hello, everybody.
I don't know what to do now. I don't know whether to say what have you been up to, because I know what you've been up to, because we had it in the first half.
Been with you.
We'll ignore that. We'll move swiftly on. We'll just say quickly, she's launching something this week. She's got a big launch tomorrow. I suppose we're lucky she's here, really. So who have we got in the studio? We have got, hang on, shuffling of papers. We have got Joanna Cates, and she is the guest we're going to be focusing on in this part of the show. She's the visual storyteller of Joanna Cates Creates and the saucy author of Romance. Welcome. Mm. Welcome, Joanna. Now, Joanna has been sat in the first half of the show with our other guest, who is still in the studio with us, Sadie Goff Coaching. And in the first part of the show, we were talking about new directions with confidence, weren't we? I must remember, I have to listen into the microphone. I have to talk into the microphone. I'm over here with the papers because I can't see. I'll tell you what, it's so difficult. After 8 years, I'm trying to talk into the microphone, not smack my lips. I think it's the new teeth. Having listened to it last week, where I was saying, nom, 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 nom. It's like a hamster.
So then, listen back and you can work out if you've improved.
I know. I need voice coaching. I really do. I need voice coaching. I'm doing it again. So, in the first half of the show, we were listening to New Directions with Confidence, and you can find that the all of the shows go up onto iTunes and all of that sort of thing, so you can listen to the first half of the show. But this show doesn't matter, it stands in its own right, and we are going to be talking about Unleashed in Lockdown, which is a direction that Joanna took, having found herself in lockdown. And we're going to be hearing about specifically where she went to, but basically sort of became a saucy author. Does that sort of sum it up? Yeah. So I'm not sure whether the books are saucy or Joanna's saucy, but we may never find out. Who knows? But we will explore as we go through. But starting off, we're going to have, and this is going to be even trickier, isn't it? Because we've already done it like less than an hour ago. Never mind. We're going to have the first... I'm doing it again with the smacking of the lips. We're going to have the first half of... the first half of the show where we sort of focus on what tools, books, what people have learnt this week, any quotes or thoughts that they've had, which I think we all find useful in our business, don't we? So, let's talk about tools. Who's going to go? Have you got another tool you could talk about?
On the spot.
Would you like me to move to somebody else? Would you like me to ask Joanna?
Ask Joanna and come back to me.
Joanna, have you got a tool that you can recommend that helps you in your business, your career?
Well, I've got two, so you can borrow one of mine.
Thanks, Joanna.
That's all right. Going back to Joanna Cates Creates, And being of that certain age, the minute someone sort of says to me, right, physio something and try and remember your speech, my brain goes blank. So I've got an app on my phone called, I've forgotten it.
I should mention, okay, hang on. I should mention, if you're listening in.
Yeah, you need to.
Okay, it's for menopausal, postmenopausal women here, all right? Yeah. We have got no idea what we're doing. We're just lucky that we haven't weed ourselves in the break.
That's kind
so,
of.
Yeah.
It's teleporter?
Teleprompter.
And if you look on Google Apps or
the App Store,
it's an orange one. Mm-hmm. So I write a speech, a couple of minutes, mm-hmm. and I can put my phone on a tripod, mm-hmm. and it's quite good to sort of, it looks quite natural.
It's good.
So that's really good for memory.
So
loss.
So it basically, it prompts on your phone, so you're talking into your phone,
yeah.
and it prompts up on the phone mm. what it is you should be saying.
Yes.
Okay, I could use this.
It's good.
I
have used it. It's brilliant.
It is.
It's good.
What do you do if you make it up as you go along, though? Is it any good for that sort of thing?
No. If you've got some message, specific message,
okay.
then it's really good. I've used it. Mm. I didn't think I'd get used to it because I like a little bit of live, a bit of impromptu. But when you've actually got a specific message you can't miss points out of, it's actually a really good piece of kit. And it's so easy on your phone. Really good.
Won't do for me, though, will it?
No.
I have a lot of trouble planning stuff. As soon as I plan stuff, it goes wrong. I just have to, like, get going and go. So tell us what it is again.
Teleprompter. Yeah.
And it's an orange app on the app thing.
That's it.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And you had a second tool.
Yeah. When I first started creating courses, I sat down patiently because I'm a Canva-holic and I do a lot of Canva courses. It was a case of I created a PDF with all the step-by-step guides because that's how I teach.
That sounds like it took hours.
It did take hours.
And then
one of my friends who is addicted to like the AppSumo store said to me, you've got to get this. And it's called Tango. So it records your screen. So it does screenshots as you're going through. And then you can go in and use that as your templates for your PDFs for people to sort of access it. Rather than just video recordings, you've got it as a PDF document. You can chop out little bits, put bits in, and it's really good, really useful.
So you can really show somebody what steps to take to do something, and then there it is. They don't have to go trawling through a video and trying to stop the video. Because I always find that so frustrating. If I'm trying to learn how to do something and somebody's videoed it, lovely, but you sort of have to stop it
to do a step.
What a brilliant tool.
I've just been there, don't need that this afternoon. Thank you.
What a brilliant tool. Thank you. Have you got another tool? Have we exhausted you?
Yeah, I think you exhausted me the last time. However, I can support the teleprompter because Germano actually talked to me about it. What I wasn't prepared for was how quickly the words suddenly started to...
Well, can't you regulate that?
You can, but I hadn't realised at that point. I'm ready to go, and all of a sudden half of the script had disappeared off the screen before it even started. So, yeah, I had to go back to the drawing board on that one and realise that I can slow it down. And yeah.
Got you.
And also making sure my eyes aren't going all over the place because that still happens even though it's in front of you.
So let me hang on. So you're recording and watching it exactly like a teleprompter. So if you're not exactly like you see people doing on the TV when they've got the thing down at the bottom, like in their footwell. So if you're not careful, what you're doing is you're being recorded with your eyes just sort of focusing and reading. So there's a little bit of a learning curve to go through
it's
it where you get used to looking, and I'm doing it now, but of course nobody can see that, can they? This is so impressive what I'm doing here, and it's all lost. So you're sort of looking forwards, so you learn how to sort of read without moving your eyes too much further down.
Yeah. It's kind of knowing there's an optimum point
where
the words will be before they disappear off the screen.
So practice is
absolutely
necessary. You see, this won't do me. I'm no good at that. I can't do practice. I've got a tool. I have started using Buffer. And I also use Zoho Social, which is brilliant. I use that for one of my brands. But I've started using Buffer. And it's just, it's really quite easy to use, and it gives you an overall idea of where your brand is going, which is something that I like. The other thing I like about it particularly is that you can add in sort of as many accounts as you like, and so you can have 5 Twitter accounts if you want, or you can have 5 Instagram accounts, and you just pay per account. So you can get 3 accounts free, but then it's $6 per account, or $12 if you're using the team version. Well, I don't really play nicely with other people, so so I'm not doing that. But it's $6 per account. So if you load up Instagram, $6. If you're going to either have more than 3 or go into things like the engagement tools or to be able to schedule a lot more posts. And I think that's just really good. Their Instagram posting tools are also really good. You can tag directly on the image from inside Buffer, which if you need to tag people, like I do for events and for the show and that sort of thing, you don't have to post it and then go and tag people either later on or from your phone, which if you can't see anything like me or your fingers don't work, it's just hard work. So you can actually tag from Buffer. And it has this really cool tool, which is a bit like Linktree, where you get one... you see, I should have written this out on a teleprompter, shouldn't I? Where you get one link that you can put into your profile, where you can put all of your link to your website, link to this, link to that, whatever you like. Buffer has its own built-in tool on the premium version, which is only $6, where you can actually have like a link tree. So you can have one link. You can have, I think it's 3 links to things like your website, but then you can add as many links as you like to your Buffer, to your posts in Instagram. So you can add, basically, if you've got something, say, going through to this show, I can add a link in that goes through to this show.
It keeps it there.
Yeah, so that people can go through to it. So it's got some really sort of cool... And you can also post into the first comment, so if you want to put your hashtags into the first comment, you can do that. But I particularly like the way that if you want to use it for an entire brand, it pulls everything together, and you can reshare things like tweets. So if,
and what was that, a month?
It's $6. If you pay for the monthly one, it's $6. And the other thing I like about it is I found it quite easy to use, because although I'm really quite techie about this sort of thing, sometimes it doesn't take much before I've sort of got myself confused and I've gone disappearing down into the depths of the bowels of the whatever. Really quite simple to use. So that's Buffer. And it's been around for ages and everybody seems to know about it. And it's just one of those things that I tried probably about 5 or 6 years ago and I went back to. And it's actually come on quite a lot, as all these things have, haven't they? So, Buffer, that's mine. Where are we up to now? We're up to books, aren't we? I haven't got any more books.
I will definitely be still reading
the still
art.
Reading.
Still reading The Art of War for Women. It's going to be a few weeks, that one. I'll bring instalments.
Joanna, have you got any books that you would recommend? What are you reading this week?
I'm reading a book which was recommended to me by my doctor. It's called Come As You Are by Emily Nagoski. And the reason I'm reading it, I'm reading it very slowly because A, it's keeping me awake at night, and I read to go to sleep. And it's about the female body. I mentioned when I was talking to her about my HRT about testosterone, which I know is a big no-no for GPs to be able to prescribe on the NHS, and one of the positives of testosterone that you read about is your sex drive. I'm not sure if we can be talking about this at this time.
Hey, it's my show. We can talk about whatever we like.
It's midnight somewhere, or 9 o'clock somewhere.
It's 9 o'clock somewhere.
Who cares? Who cares? It's the Women in Business radio show. If we want to talk about sex, we'll talk about sex.
Here we go. Yes, so I mentioned to my doctor about the testosterone and perhaps that would benefit me with the lack of drive at the moment that we go through in our lives. And she was saying that, yes, there is proof that it does help. However, you want to read this book and it will talk you through everything. And it's really, I've only got to about chapter 3 and... the author keeps on saying, oh, that's in chapter 6 and that's in chapter 5 and moving us forward into the next chapter. But it really starts addressing our female makeup and different sort of phases that we're going to go through at different times of our life. And the fact is we're all the same. We're just arranged differently. And that's not just females. That's men and women have got the same parts. They're just arranged differently. So it's quite an insightful book. It's quite not my style of reading normally. I'm usually either romance or I do like a bit of thriller here and there. But yeah, it's good so far. So when I get to the end, I'll let you know.
Yeah,
I'm getting it. It's on my list, so I'm going to add it there. I'm adding it.
So getting your sex life sort of back in, I don't want to say back in order, but in order, and looking at different ways apart from perhaps taking extra hormones.
Yeah, definitely. Mm.
That's quite unusual for a doctor to be that clued up, isn't it? I'm not being... Yeah. So sorry, doctors, if you're just... but very often doctors want to prescribe things and not send us down a different route of exploring other ways of getting the job done, so to speak. Right. Okie dokie. I haven't got a book. Sadie, we had your books. Okay, we're on to... This is not very organised, is it? We're on to quotes and thoughts. Have you got another quote and thought?
I have.
Go on then.
And it is just my quote, which is, be the change you want to see. And that's going to take me into next week. So sort of next week's quote, but I'm bringing it now because we could be showing this show next week. But it's, be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see.
Yeah.
Sadie, you've got a quote or a thought for the week. It doesn't have to be a quote. It's just a thought for the week. So, you see, look, this is... I'm looking at Joanna and saying, Sadie, look, I don't know. People are used to it. Sorry. Joanna, have you got a thought?
Can I have two again?
You can have mine.
Oh, okay, yes. Thank you. And they're both mine, actually. They're both things that I've always said to my family. The first one I've always said to my daughters, my twins have got a form of cerebral palsy, so their level of achievements and their landmarks, you know, when they go through schools, have always been a little bit slower than other kids their age. So I've always said to them, you'll get where you get when you get there. And that's the sort of philosophy that our whole family lives by now. Don't rush things. When things are meant to happen, you'll get there. And that's a big one. That's our big family one. But the other thing is, I like saying to myself, my thoughts and ideas are not pipe dreams. They're just work in progress. And that's a quote, Joanna Cates.
Okay. So just expand on that a little bit more. How did you come up with that?
Just because when you start dreaming about things, what you want to bring into your life, and one of the most common answers to that would be, oh, it's just a pipe dream. Mm. And it's a bit of a joke in my family. If I've got an idea, it's going to happen because it's just work in progress. You know, I think my husband's given up fighting. He just accepts it. If I've thought it and I've given it some thought and I've brought it to the table, it's going to happen.
I like that.
I like that. So, I think we've done it all, haven't we? Oh, have we done what we learnt? We haven't, have we? Did we do that? I'm not up to a two-hour show, clearly, am I? So, what have you learnt this week? I might have to look at a different format, might not...
When we do that,
what have you learnt this week? Have you learnt anything apart from what you've learnt in the earlier show?
Again, just building on what we've in the previous show, guys, listen back to the other show. I think it's what we've done as a group here is just say it's okay to stop, it's okay to reflect, and it's okay to pause for that moment before you go forward and stop being busy. And do you know what? I'm actually going to take that forward into next week. Definitely
okay.
For us.
Joanna, what have you learnt this week?
Probably something that I preach quite a lot and I don't practice, and that's, if you're creating a social media presence, make sure that you've got enough in the bag to be able to schedule, because you don't know what's going to be thrown out at you, and you're not always going to be working constantly to be able to step away and leave your business ticking. So scheduling, very important.
I Yeah, so, I mean, there are two aspects to that, aren't there? One of them's tools. So, for instance, Buffer's very good at that, but you have to also have something to schedule. And I have a little book that I carry around in my purse with me. And then when I come up with a thought or an idea, I just jot it down. Because sometimes if I'm sitting there going, okay, right, well, let's schedule this for that month, I've got nothing to say. I've got nothing that's coming, that's springing to mind. Whereas I've actually had lots of inspirational things that have come to me. None of this comes out of my own head, you understand. It's all stuff I've seen from other people. I copy everything. I've seen something, something's happened, it's come to me, and I thought, oh, that's really good, that's really useful. I can share that, and I forget about it. So I now got a little book, and I just write it down. What I learnt this week, actually, and I've just thought about this, is that just because I've come up with it doesn't mean it isn't good. Just because nobody else has come up with it before doesn't mean it isn't good. I was having trouble writing business plans for my businesses. And I sat down and I did a diagrammatic business plan, I suppose. So it was lots of different sections that you just filled in. And I put it together on a big sheet of A3 paper. And it had all sorts of things in there. It had the fears that I had around my business, some of the things that I needed to deal with if there was a boom in the business, blockages. It had a roadmap. It's got some goals. It's got what my intentions are for me and people working with me to deliver the business, but also the clients, what my intentions are for them. It had something else in the middle of it, which is called the business model canvas. So basically, it's about the business model. And it also had product developments. It was basically everything. So I've come up with this in like a diagrammatic form, and I didn't really think too much of it. And then I took it down to my accountants to show it to her, and she works with other businesses. And she looked at this and she went, "This is brilliant." She said, you this needs to get out there. You need to do something with it." I thought, "What do you mean?" She said, "You need to publish this. This needs to go out and people need to be able to use this." And I thought, well, it's just like a few little bits and pieces that I've just stuck together on a piece of paper. And I then showed it to somebody else. He went, "I've never seen anything like this." Yeah. Whereas I totally dismissed it because somebody else hadn't created it, because I'd created it and I'd never seen anything like it before. I hadn't attached any value to it. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure what that says a lot about me, to be honest, what I think about myself. But it was just, I hadn't attached any value to it. And or it must be somewhere else. You know, I've copied it from somewhere else. I'd come across it somewhere else and I had forgotten about that, and I just recreated it somehow exactly as somebody else had created this. And it doesn't look like that is actually the case. So it's just because I did it and nobody else has done it before, it doesn't mean it isn't really good.
Absolutely. And again, sometimes we think like that because we see so much other stuff recycled. You think, well, someone's going to think that's recycled. But actually, it's your original piece of work. Sometimes, like you said, we're not wired to think that actually that is my piece of work and I've done that.
I was just getting quite frustrated of trying to squash my stuff into other people's business plans.
You've got...
Actually.
It
wasn't working for me.
Spotted a gap.
And it didn't seem to include the business model either. I don't know. They all seem to be pretty much the same. And so I just put together what I thought would work for me to help me sort my stuff out.
And actually, if it can work for, it's probably lots of people like you are just as frustrated, but you've just spotted a gap in the market.
It's just my way, but perhaps it's just my way of thinking and just brought together lots of things that I felt were holding me back, but that weren't in any one place. And I just reached the point where I thought, I'm just going to write these down myself. So just because you've come up with it doesn't mean it isn't good. Somebody comes up with stuff from somewhere, and even if it isn't good for anybody else, it's good for you. Exactly. And that'll do. So that's my thought. That's what I've learned this week.
I like it.
Where are we going to now? Well, I think we need to head over and we need to hear from Joanna about some of her experiences from lockdown and focus on her title, Unleashed by Lockdown. And I think it's unleashed in more than one way.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? So you have, I'm just going to sort of put a little bit of context about this, around this, become a saucy author.
Yes.
Writing saucy books.
They are, but they're romantic as well. So it's not erotic or anything.
Do you write under your own pen name?
Absolutely.
And under your own name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I did change it slightly because all my life I've been known as Jo. And when I wrote, I thought, Joanna. And that was the name I always got told off by. and I sort of became Joanna, and now everybody that I know, okay. And even now when people ask me my name, I'm Joanna now. I've fallen into that identity more, and I just thought Joanna Kate sounds better.
But you're still yourself.
Absolutely.
When you're
I'm writing. Not being told off now.
Right. Well, not in that sort of sense anyway. So, tell us a little bit about the journey that took you. So, what were you, or are you still doing, and then have brought this in alongside, but also during lockdown? So, tell us a little bit about sort of what happened.
I think I've worked in accounts all my life, and I still do. I've still got my foot firmly in that world. I work for my husband's firm, but I've worked at home for the last 20 odd years now. And I've always had that inner creative that wants to explode out. And when my kids were younger, I went off to adult education and studied photography. And would have loved at the time to sort of go back to university and become a photographer rather than the accountant. However, I couldn't see myself leaving my four kids with my husband every weekend and going off on commissions with wedding photography and things like that. So over the years, that became a serious hobby. And then I'd written down somewhere that I want to write a book. It was on my vision board, but it was always going to be about my life, so I could pass that sort of story on to my next generation and generation after that. And I did start writing that when I went to see my friend in Australia. I went off on my own and thought, actually, I'm not that interesting, you know.
As you do.
Yeah. Or what the interesting bits, I really don't want my kids to write about. Oh,
right,
about,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you started writing erotica. Do you think this is better?
Well, I put my notepad away and everything and put that on the back burner. And at the start of lockdown, I started journaling and working with the moon and crystals and things like that, just because I've got a friend who's very holistic and we sort of bounce off each other with support. And I sat, it was on the 4th of July, 2 years ago, I sat there and said, right, I'm going to write a book and it's going to be fiction. I've always been told I live in my head, I'm a born romantic, I just love escapism, and quite often I'd sort of daydream and escape. And part of that is, again, not blaming my husband or anything, but as you, if you're in a long-term marriage,
it's quite a good default position.
Yeah,
right, isn't it?
Okay, I'll blame him. Sometimes you can become invisible and start questioning whether you're in the right path. Are you going to be sitting on the bench with your husband when you're 80 years old by the seaside? You have that sort of idea, and things get a little bit wobbly and a little bit grey. And I'd addressed all that in lockdown, you know, why do I want to escape from my home environment when I've got four beautiful children and my husband's so kind and, you know, he lets me, I just say let, that's not right. I tell him I'm going off on holiday with the girls and well, I do all things. I'm quite fortunate that we've got quite a trusting marriage, but I still felt invisible. So I started writing this book, and at the start of it, I knew it was going to be a trilogy and it was going to be based around this character called Henrietta in her 50s, because I'd turned 50, so it was who I could relate to.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I was bringing all these characters in. So I didn't sit down and write down a structured plan of what was going to happen. But I just knew it was going to be a trilogy. And the storyline, I did plan to sort of make it more 50 Shades of Grey rather than Mills and Boone. But I got caught up in the storyline more so than the naughty bits. So, and it did. And I realised at that point, this is what I wanted to do. You know, it made my heart sing. I could see a future where I didn't want to leave my front door. I can sort of travel with my book and write wherever I wanted to be. And that, as I said, unleashed the author in me. And as I say, I got into book two. I got into networking and realised then at that point that there's more to life than sitting behind a calculator at home. I now am in a position where I can do stuff that I love doing. You know, the Saucy Author released the creative, Joanna Cates Creates as well, because the visual storyteller came about because of having to market my books. And then I brought back the skills that I'd learnt with photography and the natural skills, you know, with Canva and putting together slideshows. And I'll give my mother-in-law credit for being able to teach my mother-in-law how to take photographs, because we went off and did adult education together. And then I realised, actually, I do love doing this. You know, my childhood dream of working for Teletext rather than working in accounts is, you know, it's alive now, and this is it. So now I can see a future where I can write more books. I still got to finish book three, but I can also start a new business that's going to be doing something I love doing rather than just because I fell into that job.
So becoming the Saucy Author, mm-hmm. publishing your books, mm-hmm. is what has led you on to also a business career sort of alongside that, bringing into the skills that you've used to create and publish. You're now helping business women to develop those skills themselves. So things like using Canva to create images, photography. What about publishing? Do you help people publish?
I've been asked, because I am self-published, so it's not an avenue that I really want to sort of go down. I'll help people that I'm connected with or close to, and over the months with networking, we reached out with a lot of new authors who asked questions that, because I'd gone through and learnt the whole process of self-publishing myself, I was able to answer. So no, I'd rather write and eventually get my own publisher and let them take on that responsibility, and eventually get my own marketing team and get that them to take on that responsibility.
So I love this, because I think what's happening here, if I can just encapsulate it, is you went through the writing process and you've taken the elements that you like out of that, and that's what you're teaching other people to do. So that bit has become your business. Mm-hmm. The stuff that you don't like doing, rather than doing, I think, what a lot of us do, which is go, hey, I could teach people that, you go, actually, no, I don't want to. So, yes, you could teach people how to do publishing, but you're not going to. You're leaving that to one side and you're just sticking with what it is that you love to do.
Yes.
And you're creating courses and downloads and little training bits and pieces around that to help women. They don't have to be authors, do they? I mean, you know, loads of us use Canva just to create images for our business.
Yeah, I mean, predominantly it's always going to be midlife women that I support, because I'm a midlife woman, and I appreciate that you've got that divide with technology. You know, not all of us necessarily are up to scratch with creating videos, even using your smartphone. I've had women say to me, oh, I didn't realise that, you know, I'd got the editing tools on my smartphone I could use, and just showing them those simple steps. I tell myself off when I say simple. To me, they're simple. But to people that don't necessarily know how to crop or change composition on a photograph and tweak the lighting, that's not simple to them because they haven't been shown.
But once you're shown, it's actually okay, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's done with you rather than done for you, because people that develop or go off and create a business idea and then realise that they can do this and do that, reach out to business coaches, then go to a social media manager, and then run out of resources, really. It might be money, or, you know, they have then got the drive to be able to do it themselves. Because there is a lot of constant plugging that you have to do on social media to raise that visibility. And then be able to have the knowledge to be able to do it yourself is really important.
I think sometimes you have to as well, don't you? Because, you know, sometimes I'm sat there and, yes, I could, I suppose, send it over to get it scheduled and created by somebody else. But sometimes it's my voice that it has to be in. And I'm there and that's the moment to do it. And if I don't do it then, the moment's sort of lost.
Yeah.
It's gone. The thought has gone. The feeling is gone that was behind it has left. And I think it's difficult, however good a social media manager is, it's very difficult for them to get hold of how you're feeling and a level of excitement on at a particular moment in time. Or just a feeling. It doesn't have to be excited. You could be feeling like crap, couldn't you? But if you're able to explain that and get that out there then, I don't think you can take that and schedule it. So you've got to know how to do it yourself, even if you use somebody else to help you in the background.
Definitely. And I always compare it to like cooking, because ready-made meals are great. They're convenient and you can buy and live off ready-made meals every day of your life. However, sometimes it's really nice to learn how to cook.
Yeah. I love that. What a brilliant analogy. I like
that. Oh, no, I'm not. Sorry, I'm stealing that.
What a brilliant analogy.
It's so good.
So you also, with the videos, and I'm asking this because oh crap, we need to know this. So we are going to like pick your brain so there's nothing left, and then you just go. We're done with you. Off you go. Bye. Thanks. So with the videos, I think that that's something not just that we find difficult. I think a lot of people find that difficult because it's you very often, isn't it? Or you feel like it's you, but it doesn't have to be you, does it? It can be other stuff. But so you help business women to create videos for themselves and their products.
Yes, and I know the first barrier that people face are the confidence about being the face of their brand, and so we've got ways around that by creating like reels, videos and things like that, and just using images, because we've all got that one photograph that we like of ourselves. So if you put that on one of the first,
I had to envision like Father Ted, don't ask me why it's Father Ted, but there's like one picture that's just like flashing round on a video and that's all I've got. I just sent that out for years. Yes.
No, but that, I mean, it's almost like our profile picture, isn't it? You can put that onto a slideshow and then turn it into a reel, or, you know, if you create one on Canva, you can then post it on different platforms, because the actual format is still the same. It's just the music will change if you go onto Instagram. It's just all to do with the copyright of the music, I think. So that's one way of doing it. Another way is if you want people to sort of hear what you're saying, then you can be the voice of your brand without being the face of your brand. But ultimately, it's really nice if you can then build up the confidence to be the face of your brand. And if you've got the correct lighting, and I'm not saying you've got to go out and buy expensive studio equipment, you've got the tools with you. You've got your smartphone, you've got natural lighting, which you, if you learn how to use that correctly, you know, that doesn't cost you anything. And it might be that you invest in a tripod, and then things like your teleprompter, which I can now remember, things like that. And then you move on to Canva and you learn how to use and edit your video in Canva. And that's it. Voila, you've got a video.
I think, you know, what's now been made available to us with the phones, and I've only got an iPhone. I'm an iPhone person. I haven't got other phones, so I don't know what the others do. But it's all there, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It's all there. But I still think there are two aspects to this. I mean, one of the things I like particularly about Apple is how much training you can get, how much free training there is in their stores. You can actually go in and get some fantastic training on how to use your phone to make a video. But that's only step one, isn't it? That is only step one. You've then got to do the bit of, actually, what am I going to put into the thing? And how, yeah, all right, you can learn how to edit it, which buttons you press, but that's not quite the same as knowing what to leave in and take out. and how you're going to, how long it's going to be, and what is the finished product going to be. And I think that's where somebody like you comes in, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's yes, all right, it's the technical stuff, but it's more about the confidence, how to go about it. If you really don't want to be in the picture yourself, what else can you do? How can you get comfortable about being in the video and in the pictures?
I think also, I mean, short videos are the way forward with marketing because they get more engagement, so they're being shared more on all the platforms. And you don't have to do crazy dancing or lip syncing because TikTok's started this sort of movement and then we're all following it through on different platforms. And it's about recognising that, I mean, in my academy, it's about the idea that we're creating videos based on what you ate for breakfast or, you know, what's on your table or something. It's not about your business because that confidence barrier has been taken out of the way. You know, you've almost, we're not worrying about our business and what we've got to say to project ourselves at the moment. I'm getting the women in my group to sort of build up the skills, the technical skills, with just being them and showing up as them.
What's this academy thing then that you've just snuck in there?
It's relatively new. I say academy. I'm still evolving as a business, and I know we've myself and Adele have been talking quite a lot over it over the months. And I started off thinking I wanted to just do evergreen courses so I can carry on writing. And then I realised I didn't like selling, so I needed to create this one thing, one product that was the only thing that I had to worry about selling. So that became a membership. And quite often, if I say, do you want to come and join my membership, to people, they say, ooh, you know, I already belong to this membership for this and this membership for that. It's another subscription. So as I've done it as a short-term thing, as I don't want to be anymore. I don't want you in my life for more than 3 months, because I think after that period of time, you'll go out with the skills that you need to learn. And then it still grated with me that I was calling it a membership. And because it's a place where you can have bite-sized chunks of learning and come out of it with, you know, how to use Zoom, how to smile in front of the camera, how to use Windows in your advantage for lighting and things like that. Adele suggested Academy. That seemed to have fit. So now, as I refer to it, I've got to go in and change all my sort of social media stuff, but Joanna Cates Creates Academy is a newly formed venture. And Sadie doesn't really realise she's now in an academy instead of a membership.
Welcome.
Yes. Ooh. And you're going to get a certificate.
Oh, even better. So how does somebody join your academy? Is it local or is it...
It's all online. It's all virtual. Yeah.
So how does somebody join your academy?
They find Joanna Cates Creates. I've got a website, joannacatescreates.co.uk. And in there, once I've updated it, it's going to say there is the membership link. And again, I'm facing the barrier of the confidence issue with women, or what, don't want to be the face of my brand or whatever. But and also the confidence with technology, because I'll go back to the generation gap again. Technology is always evolving. I mean, when I started out, it wasn't about TikTok reels and pins and things. It was about creating one image post. And now we know that we've got to move with the times and go forward with video. But if you've still got that slight hesitant with, oh, I don't know how to use Canva or I don't know how to use Zoom, you're already at the back of the race. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to nudge people forward, but at the pace that they will learn from. I know members in my group are relating to the way that I teach. I'm not going to throw information overload at people and expect them to pick it up overnight. Am I, Sadie?
I think one of the best teachers are people who didn't get it at first, because they know what it is you're stuck on.
Yes, and I still make mistakes in my video, and I still show up on when I'm doing training videos and say, look, the lighting's rubbish, and I haven't prepared my speech, my background, I haven't prepared or anything, but I needed to get this learning out there. So,
so it's, know, it's okay, it's me. Actually okay not to be perfect.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, and editing tools are quite good to cut out what you don't want. They're brilliant.
So tell us a little bit about the writing process. I think there are so many people out there who want to write a book. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of business people feel pressured into writing a business book. I think it's something that became very popular. What would you say? Before lockdown, yeah. wasn't it? Like everybody yeah. was writing a book.
They were.
I actually felt quite relieved. I made a decision that I'm not going to write a book. I don't want to write a book. I'm not the sort of person who can produce a book. I have ideas, but I don't follow stuff through. I just come up with them. The thought of editing it and rewriting it and writing it and going through it again and doing it and still being with it in 8 months' time just fills me with horror. So I decided I wasn't going to write a book. Freedom, that's me done. So that's the business book side of things. But you're writing fiction, aren't you?
Yes.
Which is very different. So how did you get into it? What was your writing process? Are you doing it by hand? Because I think so many people actually want to do this, want to perhaps write fiction, because it's also a form of escapism, isn't it?
Absolutely.
But they don't know where to start. You know, so blank piece of paper, pen. But that doesn't get it published, does it? So what was your writing process and did it evolve?
I think a big influence in my writing process was crystals. And
so these are healing crystals. Just tell it like it is. Stop being so coy. You do know I run psychic health and beauty fairs, don't you? Right. Okay.
Okay.
Tell us about the crystals.
Okay. Well, I was reading about crystals, and I came across an article about crystal wands. Yes. And then I went onto this particular site and thought, "Ooh, where do the batteries go?"
Okay. I just want to clarify this because the lady who deals with crystals, who sells crystals, who is the crystal healer at my events, sells various, what should we call them?
Wands.
Things. That you can't put batteries in them. But they are for sexual health.
Yes.
Made out of, I think it's rose, I think all sorts of various things, but rose quartz. So it's that you're speaking, you're talking about, because there's also crystal wands, which are...
They're
not necessarily for putting or poking anywhere. They're for... they're wands. I'm gonna say like Harry Potter wands, wands.
Yes.
So, but you're talking about the sexual female health type of wand.
It was more, was more about Henrietta's. My reaction sort of projected into a book, and I got this character who evolved and had this relationship with her daughter, and then I brought lots of her friends into it, and in fact, so that was it. But as I said earlier, book one wasn't going to be the only book. It was,
but how did you actually sit down? Because I think lots of people have ideas.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to turn those ideas into something that can be published. So what was it, a pen and paper? Did you do it on a computer? How did you write it?
I wrote it on a laptop. Mm. And then I didn't plan anything. I just let my imagination run with me. And
you just sat down and off you went.
Let it all pour out. And the stories evolved as I went along. And sometimes it was like me reading a book. And as I turned the page, I was reading it, but I was actually writing it as I was turning the page.
Ooh.
And that was really... It was really lovely, actually. Even when I was cleaning the bathroom, I would be imagining the next chapter and things like that. So I really let the story unfold. And I wasn't too worried about the grammar or the punctuation. And I wasn't using clever words or anything. So that was book one. And I sent it off to an editor.
So you just free-flowed almost. Free-flowed, off it went.
All the way
there was
through.
No structure in it necessarily. No. You hadn't gone back over it. You just... Wrote it, out your head, and then you sent it off for editing.
Yeah, because what I did as well, I reached out to publishers that will, for a fee, they will publish it for you. And then I realised that they would only edit like 20,000 words, and this was a 70,000 word book. So I sat down and I wrote down what was important to me, what did I really need to find. And I found an editor that I trusted. In fact, her name is Harmony Kent. And I thought, oh, Kent, I live in Kent. Sounds good.
There Harmony, that fits.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. It works. Yeah. And so I sort of sent my book off to say, can you edit it, please? And you pay for that service anyway, but it didn't cost me any more than I would have paid for a publisher to do it. And then she helped me. She guided me through the initial stages with Amazon Kindle publishing.
Got you.
And then said there was a lot of process in setting up a website. Then the marketing began and all things like that. And so when Love is Crystal Clear was published December, in my world, I was a brand new shy author. I was not the saucy author. And then with book two, it was a little bit trickier because I was clued up with what my editor expected.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so she'd already sent me a book with grammar and things like that what I could use as a guide. And then I'd mixed with fellow authors and realised how clever they sounded and how sort of, you know, I'm quite sort of like bog standard English and things like that. But I then bought the sexy thesaurus because I realised that there's only so many words I can use to describe certain actions.
I like that. Yeah, book. I'm going to get the book to do that.
It is really interesting. The sexy thesaurus.
It can be quite handy if you want to be abusive, that, couldn't it?
If you want to explain to other people, this is. How many times do you want me to explain it? I'll get the book out.
It is really interesting. Judge the diagram. It's there. Yeah.
but when I finished A Balancing Kind of Love, I didn't get so many red lines scrawled through it, so I was really pleased. And nothing got put on the chopping floor because I've got a few chapters of Love is Crystal Clear that are put on the chopping floor. And funny enough, I'm going to be going off to a yoga retreat this weekend, and without actually experiencing these things that went into the book, I'm going to not anything to do with crystals.
That's going in book three.
Will there be videos of it?
I'm taking my camera and a tripod.
I hope she's not going to want me to recreate them in the academy.
Things like the fire pit ceremony and things like that, I'm going to be living this weekend.
What's the fire pit ceremony?
I don't know yet. I do in my book.
It's not a firewalk thing.
It's things like in my story, it was about all sitting around a fire and throwing things into the fire that you wanted to take out of your life.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so. in another version, going back to Love is Crystal Clear, I didn't save my marriage because it wasn't really at the point of breaking, but it really did put some zest back into my marriage. Yeah, because I was able to talk to my husband about things I was suffering with, the menopause, and things we needed to sort out if we wanted to carry on sort of with that side of our relationship and things. And it really worked. And it made me, because I was doing something, what with Joanna Cates Creates and the Saucy Author, because I'm doing something I'm passionate about now, it's brought a whole lease of new life into my family. So that's the... You know, it unleashed so much more.
So, looking at it as unleashed by lockdown and sort of tying it together with the new directions with confidence, what do you know now that you wish you'd have known when you started out on that journey?
I think I realised that, I've always, for the last 20 years, thought I might have to go back into the office environment because I like working with people. And now I've learnt that I don't like going into an office. I like networking. I like talking to people. I like engaging with people. But I've also learned, more importantly, that don't stay in the job just for the sake of it. Look and do something. Yeah. Look for the reason what makes your heart sing.
A lot of people stay in a job, don't they, because of the social their social life.
And it's going to be a slow burner. Writing a book is a slow burner anyway, so I've learned that lesson. And Joanna Cates Creates is not going to be, I'm not going to be building an empire straight away. I'm going to have to slowly work at it, but I will get there when I get there.
We haven't got a lot of time, so this is for sort of very quickly. Was this book, is it something that you had been perhaps thinking about for quite some time, that you were going to write, not this particular book, that you were going to be an author, that you were going to be writing?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think, I think, even though I said I wanted to write, I didn't realise that it was a natural talent that I've got sitting inside of me. And I knew I'd got an imagination, sometimes a bit sort of too graphic, but I realised that I could put that into a story and let my imagination, you know, travel the world where I always want to go and places like that, and I can live and put my imagination into a story. So
what's your, because we've hardly got any time left now, what is your top tip for actually making this happen and taking the plunge? It may be a slow plunge, isn't it? So yeah, you're not jumping off a cliff when you write a book, but you do have to get it published. It does have to leave the pad, if you like. So what's your top tip for confidence?
I think any person starting out has got to realise that you aren't going to be a bestseller straight away. You've got to work hard at it, and you've got to create visibility. You've got to let the world know that you are there.
That's true.
I mean, I went to Adele saying, "Can you read my book?" And then came away saying, "You know, blow my book, I need you instead."
And I have read, and then I called us, we are her sassy readers.
The sassy readers.
Because I do smart, sassy and stronger. And I've read both books and they're brilliant. And yeah, and we were, the thing is, we were brought together. I was given Joanna's book before, hadn't realised. Joanna had booked a one-to-one with me. We were all talking things about, you're the author, you do the club. And that was it. We've stayed together ever since. It's been good fun.
What a lovely story, and now here you are here today. So let's round it up. So Joanna Cates from Joanna Cates Creates, thank you so much. And we know how to get onto your website to sort that out. Sadie Goff, we didn't find out how to contact you, did we? So very, very quickly, and if you just only listened to this show, you won't have heard a lot from Sadie. But Sadie, how do people get hold of you?
So I've got a website, sadiegoffcoaching.co.uk. And I'm on Instagram, and I'm on LinkedIn as well.
Brilliant. So are we. We just don't do anything on it.
We're going to sort that out.
Yeah, we need to get that sorted. So thank you very much, folks, for listening. We're going to head off now because, hey, it's way past lunchtime and wine o'clock. So thank you to my co-host, Adele Marty. Thank you, Adele. We will see you again next week or whenever it is we're next here. I'm Sean Murphy. This is the Women in Business Radio Show. And thank you so much for listening. Bye.
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 Tune in next week to the Women in Business Radio Show for more stories, ideas, and inspiration to help you grow your business.